enjoy a good squeeze.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Margot.
And I'm August.
And this is A Good Squeeze,
the show where we squeeze a little bit of that James Bond into our everyday lives.
That's right. And we did what we love to do, and we did what we love to do by immersing ourselves into a very special occasion. August, you want to tell,
yeah,
tell
sure.
us about that? Because I'm stuttering a lot.
We definitely got a big old squeeze of some James Bond, and we filled a whole weekend of it, or at least one Saturday. But yeah, we attended, Margot and I attended our first Bond community event.
Yeah.
Very first one. And rewinding, you know, over the years, there's been, you know, events and gatherals of just James Bond fans and community members.
And these events are growing every single year.
Yeah, and we weren't able to go to previous ones. And I think at the top of the year, we did a little New Year's resolution. I was like, dang it. We're going to one of them this year.
That's right. At least one.
At least. And we finally did. Here we made a journey over across the state of Pennsylvania, and we went to Newtown, PA.
Across Pennsylvania, and we went to Newtown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we went to from Pennsylvania to Pennsylvania.
That's right. Let's keep talking about Pennsylvania. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, basically Pittsburgh to Philly. Philadelphia's.
This event specifically was called Bond and Beyond. Is that the?
Mm-hmm.
The whole, well, to be perfectly honest, I kind of just showed up. I didn't really know what it was. So why don't you give us a little bit of background, including myself, so I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm not just like spouting nonsense based off of my observations.
Of course, of course.
Thank
so,
you.
You know, I saw through, you know, Bond community creators and just James Bond enthusiasts in general, that there was going to be a book signing for the relaunch of the book Being James Bond by Joe Darlington.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having an event for it. And you and I were away on a vacation. And I was like, hey, do you want to go to this? It's like a Bond community event. And you were like, let's do it.
Here's how it also transpired from my end is I was minding my business and I checked my email and it said Vault Brewing, you got your ticket. And I went, eh? And
yeah.
Then I got another email that said, you're all signed up. Here's your ticket. And I went, eh?
Yeah,
and
I probably asked like, hey, are we doing anything on this particular
yeah,
date?
And then,
you're like, no. So then I just bought them.
And then 3 days later, I got the email. I was like, August, I've been hacked by the Bond community.
Like that's
no,
me.
It didn't even give any information too. So I was like, I don't know. And then you know, I inquired, you answered and solved that mystery right quick. But
yeah.
Yeah, so this Bond and Beyond event was to celebrate the achievements of our peers, and within the Bond community. So Joe Darlington, if you know Bond, you know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, he's a podcaster and author, very well-renowned podcaster and author, who has always given this, who's elevated the idea of being a Bond fan, you know, not that it wasn't elevated to begin with, but truly took it to new heights. And it was really cool being in the within that celebratory spirit.
Yeah. And this was a full weekend. So that was like just part of, you know, that was one event. There was a I think while we were still on vacation, there popped up, oh, hey, there's another Bond event called Bond and Beyond in the evening, like cocktail hour and, you know, food and libations. But then it was a screening of the 60th anniversary of Thunderball.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, hey, if we're going to one, let's go to both.
That's right. And what actually was really cool about this whole event is it was a Friday, Saturday. I guess if you have a hangover on Sunday, it counts as a 3-day event. But
yeah.
There's the event on Friday night, and then there was the movie on Saturday night. And he said, "We want to fill this space with something. Let's bond it up." And they included like the book signing and a book reading and just a gathering at Vault Brewing where, you know, we enjoyed. Sorry, I pulled a Jimmy Stewart there. I was like, "Well, we enjoyed beers and food, pizza, desserts, so many desserts, little cakes,
little desserts, big little desserts, cannolis.
Like, it was just a poo-poo platter built for Margot. And it was absolutely delightful to see how eager and excited everybody was to bond it up for that amount of time. Yeah. It felt truly authentic. It didn't feel forced. It felt no one was cosplaying in the sense where somebody dressed up as Jaws with like the teeth and everything. That can happen when you go to like an anime convention, a wrestling convention. And obviously those are the only two things I know. But this, obviously people were technically cosplaying, but it was done in a way that was seamless. It was fit to match the event. It wasn't a matter of I'm pretending to be Bond right now. It's I'm dressed like him. I feel like him. I'm doing an homage to him. Mm-hmm. I'm one with this environment in the way that I'm dressing, in the way that I'm, you know, interacting with people, drinking my drinks, everything. Like, it didn't feel like we were all playing pretend. We all belonged there, which was really, really nice. And that's, I think, the efforts of David Zeritsky and all the other people who contributed to this atmosphere.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's what I mean by people weren't cosplaying. Like, no one was playing pretend. Everyone felt in their place there.
Yeah.
There was the homages. There was the dressing up as the character. But dressing up in the sense that you dressed up, you know, you're dressed up for the event.
Yeah. And, you know, everyone was the genuine article there too. And very welcoming. That was like something I don't want to say I was nervous about, but I was wondering how, I don't know, how we would fit in, right? Because we're, you know, the little James Bond podcast that could, I guess.
Yeah.
Award nominated.
That's right.
Award nominated.
But we didn't win. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. Totally fine. Totally warranted. No worries.
But as soon as we walked in the door, we were greeted by Idiot Bond Fan.
Yeah.
And who we had met via Instagram, but, you know, getting to chat in person, like, it just really kicked things off. Like, oh, these are real people and we can have real conversations and get to know each other beyond the little Instagram exchange.
And it really was something that, like, I give him credit for this, for our comfort entering that room too, was we had done this video. He, you know, as we said, we're not Oscar nominated, geez, oh, Pete, sorry, award nominated podcast, because alongside us are three other award nominated podcasts and one winner. But Elon was one of the nominees alongside us for Newcomer of the Year for the Golden Bullet Awards. And he spearheaded this newcomers video. Again, he gave it a very witty title. I don't remember what the title was, unfortunately. Where we all got to know each other. And it was just such a nice way to break the ice. He had a very structured system going where he just gave us, we all had questions that we just answered, and it was nice. It was structured, so there wasn't that anxiety of like, oh, how's this gonna go?
Yeah.
Which honestly made this entrance into this room, into this the back room of a brewery, which was, you know, very beautiful, very elegant.
It was very nice. Yeah.
Really, really lovely. We walked in and like we saw him, and there was that aha moment of, because one big question I had was, are we going to be welcomed as fans or are we going to be welcomed as peers? And I would have been happy either way, because we're, you know, this was an event that was open to the public. It wasn't by invitation. It wasn't,
you said, you know, buy a ticket.
Exactly. Yeah. So like we could have bought all the tickets if we wanted to, you know, well, you know, you know, we walked in and immediately I was like, Idiot? And I was like, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe that wasn't
that
the question.
What you said?
I went, Idiot Bond Fan? Like, because I don't know.
The pause.
It was Idiot Breath Bond Fan. And it was a whole thing. But yeah, and it was cool.
Bit. It was a good bit.
It was a good bit. He laughed and laughed. No, he didn't. But you know, there's just this like, it was like this aha moment. Like I said, you know, just like, wait, I know you. Hi, how are you doing? Great to see you here. And, you know, getting to talk to him, and he introduced us to a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. That felt really lovely. And then Ryan analyzed this, walked in front of me, and I recognized him immediately. So I like reached my hand out and I was like, hi. And the one thing we did is, and I didn't do this on purpose or anything, I just assumed no one knew who we were.
Sure.
Even Idiot Bond Fan, I was like, I'm surprised you remember us. Like, we're such small fry. We're teeny tiny little podcast. We love being a teeny tiny little podcast. We're very happy. If this is the case for the rest of our lives, so be it. Very lovely.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like, I wasn't expecting anyone to notice us or recognize us. But, you know, like, there's that moment where he was like, oh, hello, lady, how are you? And I was like, I'm Margot of A Good Squeeze. And he, you know, his face lit up and it was just so nice. Again, it's the aha moment of course I know you. Oh, I do remember you. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, it's great to meet you in person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was just that, like, back and forth that was just happening, this excitement. And I don't think this was exclusive to us. Obviously not. You know, a lot of people were definitely having these conversations of like, oh, I remember you. Oh, how are you doing? Oh, it's been so long. Or, oh, we get to meet you. And it was a really, like, people were excited to be there. People were excited to meet people. And I mean, obviously, you know, I run out of social energy to a certain extent. But there was... You know, it was so accommodating in that way too, where there was some downtime. There was time mm-hmm. to kind of just like take a pause, take a breath, be with yourself, and then reintroduce yourself within the group. But again, those aha moments really drove and really, like, I don't know, like accelerated the night in a way that just like was so pleasant and had a lot of flow.
Yeah.
And it felt easy to talk to people. So that was like my first impressions of it.
Yeah, it felt easy to talk to people. It felt easy to just introduce ourselves to people, like, hi, I'm August and Margot, we're A Good Squeeze, and yeah. and kind of go from there. You know, for me in consuming Bond content for years, not just like the movies, I'm talking like YouTube and podcasts and Instagram, what have mm-hmm. You know, see familiar faces, you know, those things I just mentioned, it's a very niche community, right? It's a very niche subject. So to see, you know, some people who I've just been watching for years, in this like little niche thing, but they're in person. It was very cool. And it was exciting, to be honest. I was excited to finally get to say, hey, you know, I didn't get, you know, we were just meeting and, you know, just having small discussions here and there and, you know, having fun and jokes and just getting to know each other and such. But, you know, like, it meant a lot to me to meet some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to be dramatic, but, back in 2020, you know, it was a weird time, dark time, and a confusing time for a lot of people. And, that's actually when I discovered, like, oh, there is a Bond community. I was just YouTubing stuff, and at this time I started watching the James Bond movies to fall asleep to. I find a lot of comfort and coziness, and I discovered like Calvin Dyson on YouTube, and then from there I found David Zaritsky, The Bond Experience, mm-hmm. on YouTube, and then from there, you know, he introduces people like, you know, Easy Smiles and Expensive Watches and Bond's Apartment, and, you know, of course, being James Bond and listening to his podcast and seeing him on YouTube, and like, it kind of grew from there. So like during a time where, you know, it was exciting to find Bond content creators, I didn't know that was like out there. I didn't know it was a thing. So the job I had at the time, I was doing a lot of driving around, and I could listen to, you know, a podcast. I could listen to a YouTube video,
mm-hmm.
and it was just all James Bond stuff all the time. And then even going to bed, it was falling asleep to James Bond movies. So Bond means a lot to me, and these content creators mean a lot to me because they brought a lot of comfort and excitement too, because like I was excited to consume their mm-hmm. media.
It's like if someone watches Cheers and then they find out about Frasier and they're like, there's more, you know. Yeah, it's like, sure, yeah. it's great.
Yeah. And then to get to hang out with Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
You know, and so yeah, it was exciting. Oh, and then on top of that, for years I've said this on our show before, but I wanted to give back to this thing that gave me so much joy. Mm-hmm. James Bond in general, but, you know, the community in general. And I just wanted to, you know, I think Gandhi said it, but
said it first. You invented it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What did you invent?
I invented be the change you wish to see in the world, enact. Yeah. And
then some, so better than what Gandhi said.
And then, you know, Margot and I, we decided let's make a podcast about James Bond and, you know, just put ourselves out there and see what happens. Mm-hmm. And And here it led us to this really cool event. It was very full event. You said it earlier, there was a Friday thing. We couldn't make it to that.
I love how vague we're being about this Friday thing.
Because we weren't there.
We don't really know occurred. You can obviously go check out everybody else's page. And here's the thing. If you follow us, you follow everyone else. So you know who I mean by everyone else.
Yeah. We couldn't attend that because we had to travel quite a ways to get there. But, you know, like I was getting at, we came in the room and got introduced to several people, and including some of those, you know, creators that I had mentioned previously. And I knew who these people were because I've seen them for years, but for you, you might not have known some of them. Or
you gave me a debrief. You gave me good debrief in the car while you were driving the whole time, and I was going la 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 in the passenger seat. And I was a little, you know, I wasn't worried at all, because it's like I had never really heard of these people other than through you, mm-hmm. or like when you're cooking in the kitchen and I hear their voice coming out of your phone because you're watching their video or listening to them while you're cooking or doing something, and just like me running through the kitchen for a second and hearing their voice or their something. And every once in a while they catch my attention, but usually I'm a busy bee and, you know, I have...
Or we're on a long road trip or something.
Yes.
Play a video.
Yeah. So like I had context, but I definitely... I didn't walk in necessarily... as like, oh, I'm familiar with everyone's work. But I also wanted to be cautious of that, because I was walking in as like, oh, we are content creators. We have a podcast and we do Instagram stuff. But I don't want to like, it's like if I approach David Zaritsky, Mr. Zaritsky, and I said, and what do you do? You know, it's like you kind of want to go in knowing, I just assumed everybody was contributing something to the Bond community that was bigger than I could understand. That's the way I approached it, because I don't want to insult anyone. I don't want to... If somebody like came up to me mm-hmm. and was like, oh, does your husband love Bond and are you here out of like just by proxy? I would have been a little hurt. I would have been like, well, actually, I'm a co-host. You know, like, so I didn't want to put anybody else in that position. Mm-hmm. But there were a few people you had debriefed me on. So I was aware of their... shtick, but again, I didn't really have a face to the name,
and true to us, you know, novice
me novice. That's my whole thing, and that was actually a huge safety net, because that's our whole gimmick. You're a nostalgic, I'm a novice. I already slapped that sticker on my forehead.
It's not made up.
So if I walked it over to someone and I was like, "Hi, I'm Margot. Who are you?" But like in a polite way, they'd understand within 1 minute of conversation with me, not as in like, oh, I don't pay attention to you, therefore I don't know who you are. It's literally like, hey, I'm new. This is our entire gimmick, our entire get with our podcast is I'm new to this community and my husband's introducing us. And people were so welcoming of that, of us, period. And then, you know, the event was starting with Joe Darlington, and David Zaritsky was going to ask him questions about the book and everything. And we were just going to get some food and kind of find a place to sit, but we didn't really know where we should go. So, you know, I just kind of approached a table, and there were three gentlemen, yes, three gentlemen and a lady there, and I was like, hey, do you guys mind if I sit here? Not knowing that was Bond's apartment, Bond Armory, and Easy Smiles and Expensive Watches, right?
And Bond Suits was there.
And Bond Suits as well, so four people. But again, I just kind of approached it. I was like, hey, I just want to put my butt somewhere. Is it okay if I put it right here? Nice to meet you guys. Again, going in assuming... I knew, like, you know, like, assuming, like, okay, everyone's contributing something bigger than I understand here. So, time to learn. And they were so welcoming. As soon as they told me who they were, I was like, oh, I know who you are. Okay, yes, sorry. Like, I almost felt like I wanted to take my plate and be like, sorry, didn't mean to bother you guys. Like, you know, because, again, I'm just kind of like, hey, hi, I'm Margot, nice to meet you. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, but they were so kind. They were so welcoming, asking us questions, answering our questions. You know, like, they didn't spit on me or nothing. No, I'm sorry. But it was really just a welcoming crowd. anytime you approach someone in conversation, they kept the conversation going. Mm-hmm. And that was something that was absolutely wonderful. No one was being a snob. Not that I anticipated it, but sometimes, you know, you go into these fandoms, and I'm going to out this community. I'm part of this community, the anime community. Mm-hmm. They can be snobs.
Anime people, Star Wars people.
Star Wars people.
Big time.
Yeah, and we even conversed about these interests amongst this Bond community, and they were so nice.
Yeah.
They were so nice. We didn't have any of that, like, again, I call it snobbery because that happens in any fandom. Metalheads are like that, too. Mm-hmm. You can't just, like, heavy metal. You need to know every song, and you need to know every riff, and yeah. If you don't play an instrument, you're not a real metalhead.
Can you outbeat my fandom?
Yes, exactly.
Pro wrestling fans can be like that,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. 100%. Mm-hmm. Yes, they can. And I'm
a
also...
A lot of ownership in yeah. those fandoms, but in the James Bond community, and that's what I've been loving mm-hmm. for years, and now getting, like, really hands-on experience with it, like, there isn't that ownership. It's shared.
Yes.
It's like, this is ours, not this is mine.
It was so relieving because mm-hmm. it wasn't surprising, because as soon as I started hearing how everybody talked, it felt natural. It wasn't forced. It wasn't like Bond came up, but people were just talking.
Yeah, we're just talking.
Just talking. And no one was like, so what do you do for work? Conversation came naturally. Mm-hmm. We talked about other interests. We talked about everything, you know, under the sun, and it always came back to Bond, which is fitting, but I felt like I could keep up with the conversation. It wasn't by any means something that, like I would feel comfortable bringing a close friend who had never really heard of Bond to one of these events. If this is the standard, and if this is, like, what we can expect moving forward, which I assume it is, because it's that was the Bond community right there. Like, that was a lot of the Bond community. I would feel comfortable bringing someone who had never seen a Bond film because everybody was so welcoming. And again, it wasn't just like, hey, let's just quote the movie all the whole time and then make really when you make a reference that's not, what do you call that? Obscure. There we go. Sorry. Oh, jeez, Margo. Okay. Let's make obscure references and, like, quote the movie the whole time. Yeah, that happened every once in a while, but, like, that's just going to happen when you're in, you know, company with that has a similar interest as you. But it really was, everyone was just so welcoming,
yeah,
and you couldn't see that hierarchy. And that's what I really liked. No one was rubbing it in. No one was, you know, like, trying to flaunt anything. Mm-hmm. They even, like, poked fun at themselves in that realm. Like, they're sharing stories. Luke from Bond's apartment had a really funny story. I'm not gonna tell it because that's his story and I feel like a thief. but you know, there's just all this stuff. Like, there's a lot of self-awareness, and it was really refreshing. It was really nice
and
to see.
I'll tell you what, like, you said that's his story to tell. Everyone has their story to tell mm-hmm. in that room, and we got to hear a lot of them. And, you know, you and I, but you had several interactions with several people, new introductions for both of us. Well, sorry, let me rewind. Everyone was a new introduction, really.
Yeah.
Like I said, people I've been watching for a long time, people I've never, you know, heard of or met before. We were all together, and I got to witness you share your story with James Bond. And, you know, I said this to you prior, but, like, my story with James Bond, you know, although special to me, isn't wholly unique. You know, I played that GoldenEye video game when I was younger. My dad introduced me to James Bond. Like, a lot of people have a very similar story beyond that. Very similar. But, like, you have a unique story. And to get to see you share that story with all these people throughout the night, I was, like, in my glory, you know, getting to watch my wife, like,
well,
be like,
if it weren't for you, you know,
well, like, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be there either, you know what I mean? Like, I kept thinking of that too. I'm like, without my wife, I wouldn't be at this James Bond community event, and
without you, I wouldn't be there. We wouldn't be we would be dead if it weren't for each other.
Yeah, but to, like, get to hear you share your story of, you know, you're born in Switzerland to California, and then later on in your life came to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and you and I met, and I introduced you to James Bond, and you have, like, very conflicting feelings about the character, about that world, and then to have this podcast where we get to talk about said thing and just hear your side of the argument. Because, like, once again, you know, people are fans of James Bond. Like, I'm a fan of James Bond. So, like, people might relate to my side of things. But to hear your side, I think that's very special, too. You know, meeting David Zaritsky from the Bond Experience and getting to hear you share your story with him was really special to me. And so to hear you share it with, you know, anyone from just at that table or in the room or, you know, people who just started following us on Instagram and get to see you be the novice in this. What would you call it?
It was nice being a novice in the sea of nostalgics.
That's right.
And that's our shtick, guy.
That's a novice. Right. That's your shtick. A novice in a sea of nostalgics, and that's what Margot was. And I was very curious how you would take this evening in that room, because it continued on from there. Like we made great connections throughout the night. You know, had great conversations and we made friends and we kind of settled in with like a little group that we spend most of the rest of the evening with.
We like saved seats for people and they saved seats for us at the movie theater. I was like, what the? I've never been friends with someone so quickly. Never. Oh my God. For me to save you a seat, out of this world. No, that takes trust. And I don't expect that out of anyone either. That was so sweet. Like, it was, and it wasn't a matter of like, oh, who do we want to hang out with? It's like, who did we just naturally gravitate towards? Like, you know, we were talking to Joel, Brad, we were going to
other Brad. Suits,
other Brad as well. Sorry, lots of Brads at that night. Delightful, all the same, but still a lot of them.
Yeah, Matt from Bond Suits. I was curious if he would be there. He's a guy I've heard of for a long time. I bought his book.
Yeah.
Oh, and we met Roland, who...
Yes. That was really special. Just because, you know, again, it was thanks to his efforts with the Golden Bullet Awards and everything that we were even put on anyone's radar.
Sure, yeah.
Nothing before that. And once again, thanks everybody for the nomination. But it was, you know, it's again like him putting this together, and we told him this, how much it meant to us to be welcomed in such a surprising manner. We really didn't expect it. And it was just really sweet. And also that, man, if you're having a bad day, just a smile from that guy, literally, like, will just freshen everything up for you. He was so sweet, so kind. We took a picture together. He took a lovely picture of us and documented the whole night so beautifully. And just such a delight. Anyways, yeah, I thought he was really sweet.
And he likes cowboys.
He loves cowboys. And I told him that I like cowboys when I was growing up, and I started talking too much. And that's okay. That's on me. But he was so sweet, regardless. And yeah, that was very, very lovely.
Yeah, meeting Joe Darlington and having him sign our book and getting to talk with him was excellent. And then bumping into him throughout the night and, you know, saying this or that and keeping the conversation kind of going. Mm-hmm. You know, meeting David Zaritsky. And it was great to talk with him and get to know him. And it was nice that, you know, these conversations, you know, can continue beyond this weekend. With everyone we met, with all these people, we met Pittsburgh David.
Pittsburgh David.
Who came from Pittsburgh.
That's right. We have his address here. No.
And yeah, you know, I'm sure we'll connect here in the burg and hang out and do some James Bond stuff.
That's right.
You know, and that's the other thing, like everyone's like story or their connection or their walk of life was unique. Like Joel traveled from
Maine
just for this event
and that then morning and left that night.
Crazy.
Glad you made it home, guy.
Yeah, just for James Bond stuff and not James Bond stuff alone, but like the people. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's also what he said, because there's a few of these gatherings in the past, right? And you know, to add to that, it is a little addicting. Like coming out of it, I had this high, this like James Bond high of just wanting to, you know, keep it going. You know, we met Jason, who's his walk of life is he walks all over the place. Like he does everything. He travels and does all these like awesome James Bond experiences. And, you know, then,
Had breakfast with him. It was delightful.
We had breakfast with him. Yeah. I'd smoke cigars with him that night, you know, and Clyde, who, you know, we hung out and smoked cigars too. And spent time with Cliff.
Yeah, Cliff, I apologize. I really overloaded you with information there. Sorry, I'm just going to say that.
My impression
of... I talked too much. I apologize.
My impression of Margo is waving your arms in a circle and going like, wow, 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 wow.
And it's always with like the most stoic man you could imagine. And I just can't pick up the hint. I'm like, no, this is good. He's not interrupting. He must like this story. But
ultimately, it was just really cool to just make these relationships with people that we kind of just ended up naturally just hanging out with the rest of the night. You mentioned the Brads, you know, finding out their side of fandom, but like, someone, Brad, he's making like a traveling...
Well, hold on. That's not ours to...
It's his Instagram.
Oh, that's right. Okay, it's all... Never mind. It's not a secret. You know, why would he tell us, like, guys, I have a secret. I trust you with it. Well, see, you could have trusted us with a secret, Brad, because we would have kept it. Or I would have.
Sanderson and Rhodes. That's his Instagram. And it's all about this, like, traveling watch case he wants to make.
Oh, he identified a problem that he had to deal with when he was a traveling 20-year-old, 20-something-year-old, and always faced this problem of, you know, damaging his stuff. And now, as a something-year-old, I didn't even ask how old he was, he's working on this prototype and on this product to have a very elegant watch case. And it's crazy that he brought this up because you had just purchased a watch case and then you guys got to talking about that. And again, it just flowed so nicely. It didn't feel like a networking event. It just felt like people who wanted to hang out with other people who had similar interests to them. And that was really, really nice.
We had a great time talking with these people.
And it was weird because like I felt 2 years ago, if we had done this, I would have honestly left, bought cigarettes, and smoked them in the park. I'm not a smoker. I'm an ex-smoker, but that's what I do when I panic. That's not true. That back then, that's something I would have done.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. It's a long time ago. It was a different woman. What was I going to say? So I'm exaggerating, but what I'm trying to say is I would have definitely felt overwhelmed purely because of the state of mind I would have been in. But now where I am, having a Bond story, which is crazy to me, because still to this day, I think like, oh, well, I'm not a Bond fan. I don't have like a Bond story, this and that. It's happening right now. And it's so actually, you know, I didn't even think about this, but it's really cool that we're actively tracking my Bond story. Because from episode one, I couldn't even remember most of the characters' names. Still can't really, but I'm better at it now. We had watched Bond films and like, I couldn't keep track of the plot for some reason. It never clicked. And that's the thing about the Bond fandom is, Bond just clicked with these people, with you. And it didn't click with me. I was pretty anti-Bond. I was like, he doesn't like and respect women. And you said, well, get over it. And I said, I'll show you. And I got over it. So, haha, here we are. It's I don't know how to describe it other than, like, I'm warming up to Bond.
Yeah.
And I like having, like, I think throughout the night I kept saying, like, me and Roger Moore, we got mad beef. Like, I don't, you know, I'm starting to like him a little bit more. But he, you know, if you listen to the pod, you'll find out. I'm kind of about Roger Moore. But it was interesting. It was fun talking about this stuff with people because then they had opinions. And then I got to hear their story. And this actually brings me to the questions I have for you. Because I'm a novice. I'm a little measly novice. No, I'm very charming. And I navigated this kind of blindly, just asking people like, who are you? Who are you? And what do you do? You know, you knew a lot of these people. But you knew them before we started doing this. You knew them as a fan.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what your experience was doing this as a fan or as a content creator. Like, where was that? How was it for you on both sides? And where was that line, like, identified and drawn, if at all?
Maybe both. Maybe both happening at the same time. You know, even though I'm a content creator of James Bond stuff, you know, amongst these peers, I'm still a fan. And like, first and foremost, I think that's what makes it all so special is I'm a fan of all these people. and to the point of there were people we met that night, and I and now I follow their stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll always be a fan. So, but I get what you're asking, like hanging out with people that I've consumed their content for years. Like, how was that for me? It was interesting. It, you know, I was glad that I got to do it, but I was glad that, at least from my perspective, we got along. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't seem like I was pissing anybody off or annoying or...
Clearly not.
You know, those...
That sounded sarcastic. I apologize.
you know, those little things that, you know, you worry about with interactions such as that. But, you know, it was... It seemed cool. It was comforting. And it was, you know, I don't want to sound dramatic, but it was everything I would hoped it would be. And more, because now, like I said, we have connections with these people, like, and I'm talking more of I feel more of like a friendship or a kinship as opposed to like, we connected. That sounds
we
like
networked.
Yeah. We networked. Yeah. That sounds like a LinkedIn term. Yeah. Like, no, this is like MySpace friends.
Yeah, like, exactly. It's like when you meet someone on Omegle. And then you become friends with them on Facebook in, like, middle school, and you never meet this person. And then, like, you're still friends with them, but you interact with them less. Sorry, this is turning into, like, never mind. But it is, like, meeting someone, like, on Chat Roulette, who is your age and not, like, a weirdo.
Yeah, you know? Not a Megal, but Chat Roulette.
You know, the same thing. Okay, well, I had a very different experience with that than you did.
I don't know what you're
so,
what
you're I could, anyways, who cares? What was I going to say to you was... Oh, this was it. To back on that point, next event we go to, if I see any of the people that we talk to, I'm going up to them. I'm not going to feel shy mm-hmm. or like, oh, they don't want to talk to me. I'm just going to go say hi. I'm not going to bombard them with questions or, you know, waste their time with my super cool stories. But like, you know, I wouldn't feel anxious or intimidated to approach them. And at least just to say hello and thank you for having us. And do you want to buy me a drink real quick? You know, like all that. So it's, you know. It was that welcoming where it's very rare for me to just feel confident that someone just likes spending time with me. Now, that sounds really self-deprecating, but I feel like a lot of people can empathize with that feeling. You meet someone, a classmate, you're talking to them, you're having a good time. Then you go to the cafeteria later, you know, whatever, you part ways and you see them across the cafeteria and you're like, oh, I want to say hi, but I don't want to, you know, you kind of mm-hmm. have that hesitation. You know, they don't hate you. But you don't know if they really want to talk to you right now. I didn't get that at all from this event. Like, if we were to see anyone in public, I would be like, oh, hey, remember us?
Yeah.
It's a good squeeze. Margo in August, you know? Like,
yeah.
One thing. Ooh, I wanted to ask you this. How was it watching Thunderball in a movie theater filled to the brim with Bond fans?
Yeah. So the day played out as it did. Meeting Bond fans, Bond content creators, but creating relationships with these people and feeling so welcomed amongst everybody. And then at the end of the night, we gather at the Newtown Theater, the oldest movie theater in America.
Yeah.
And got to see a 4K copy of the 60th anniversary of Thunderball. And like you said, in a theater full of Bond fans. And, yeah, it's happening right now. David introduced the movie and talked about the people in the room. And like I said, I'm getting emotional.
Yeah.
You know, I said earlier, like, for years I consumed this content because it brought me a lot of joy and comfort. To be a part of that and... it was like such a celebratory thing and just, oh man,
aww.
Why am I crying? A room full of people who just love this one thing so much that I love too. And like I said, it's not mine, it's shared. And then, you know, those little dots came on the screen and James Wan comes and shoots and, you know, Thunderball starts. I start crying. Oh, I'm crying now. So yeah, it was good. It was good. To be in that room was, it was spiritual. Felt spiritual. It was like, I was just very, very happy. You know, I'm sitting by, you know, Joel and Brad, who we just met, and, you know, Ryan from Analyze This is right in front of us. Mm-hmm. I keep calling it Analyze This. Analyze This, Mr. Bond. And, you know, we got along and chatted throughout the night, too, and just, you know, bumping into David at the concession stand, you know, Zeritsky, and, you know, it was very surreal. And then to be in this, like I said, this theater full of fans, and we watched this movie that we all have our own relationship with Thunderball, but I think at the end of the day, we all love Thunderball, no matter what, whether you like it more than others in the Bond franchise. But yeah, it was great. And then the night continued, and, you know, we went and had some libations afterwards, and the conversation just kept going.
I wanted to just on off of what you just described so beautifully. I'm wondering if you mirror the sentiment where this is a community, like, you know, when you're looking at all the content that they create and the partnerships and collaborations that they have, they do preach a lot of that community. They preach that and make it very clear in their messaging. This is a community. We're all banding together, and creating something bigger because we love it. Plenty of communities do that, but then you meet these people in real life and it's a completely different experience. Mm. Did you feel that the message that they preached, they walked the walk? Like, you're now, it's not that you've networked, but you're like, it's like going inside the TV screen and being part of it in your favorite cartoon or in your favorite movie and interacting with these characters and people. I don't want to call them characters for the sake of the analogy, but these characters that you've been with on this journey for so long, this 5-year relationship that maybe has felt, yes, definitely two-sided. They give you and you give them and this and that, but there's never been that physical interaction. Now that there is that physical interaction, like that welcoming aspect of it, how welcoming they were to us and to everybody else, you know, it's, I'm sure there was like some relief there of like, this met my expectations. This one may be above my expectations. Like,
they became real people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're watching something on your cell phone screen or just listening to something in your car while you're driving. And then to, you know, find out they're actually real people, was very special. And cool. Like, I don't want to make it too like romantic, but it felt very natural. Also, that's really what it is. Just felt natural, felt easy, and to just see like, hey, everyone's a real person, like you and I are, you know. It felt great.
It was just so nice to see you interacting with everyone, because I could see you, like, you're so in your element, and you know, you're talking about my story and this and that. Like, you've been following these people for so long, and getting the chance to interact with them and just seeing how happy they were to talk to you and how happy you were to talk to them. Like, you've got a way with people, and you've got a way with Bond fans, you know? And that's at the end of the day, like, the way that everybody was talking to each other was as Bond fans. You're a Bond fan. I'm a Bond fan. Oh, that's great. You're also a Bond fan. Oh, cool. I'm a Bond fan. I also like this, this, and this. But, I just think that camaraderie was just great, seeing you like melt into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate that. And like I said, it did my heart so good to see you interact with these people too. Like,
I stole their wallets.
Sorry, Joe Darlington, your wallet's missing.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, and then like we said at the top of this episode, meeting Alon, you know, Idiot Bond fan, and meeting Ryan, Analyze This, Mr. Bond, we're fellow nominees of, you know, that was like our bonding thing, right?
Also, congratulations, Ryan. We never even said that.
Yes, we did. We had a whole episode about it.
Oh, we did. Well, congratulations again. I'll say it again. We didn't say it to him in person. It's fine. No. I'm sure he'll forgive us.
And, you know, we didn't even get a picture together.
Oh, my gosh. We're suckers.
Yeah.
Next time.
And that's what I'm looking forward to, ultimately, is the next one that we're able to go to. You know, there's always something, but in the next, there's always an event on the horizon, but we'll be the ones we can get to for sure, because it was so great. It was a great experience. And like I said, leaving like Sunday morning, I said I felt so full, but like in a happy way. Like, I felt like I just had a nice like Scooby-Doo sandwich, you know.
Also, we're good. Very, very lucky that we are within arm's reach of the hub of this community. A lot of it happens in New Jersey, Western PA, New York, all that stuff. So we're very lucky.
Eastern PA.
Oh, rats. We're in Western PA. Eastern PA, sorry. But we are in Western PA, so we're not far. Mm-hmm. And it's nice because it does create a little vacation for us. We did have to drive. That's funny. You drove and I hung out for 4 hours. But it gave us an excuse to go visit our friend John. You know, we drove out from Lancaster out to Newtown. And it was just a lovely trip. It was just a really nice, like, little vacation. It was a little road trip. I love road trips. And then it was, we were welcomed by a group of people who just were excited to be where they were at this weekend. Just mm-hmm. stoked to hang out, happy to have a conversation. And, yeah, that just shone through. And it was really wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad we both have good memories of it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think this event is for both the novice and the nostalgic. I'm cutting to, you know, our verdict early, you know, like not even making it a question. Who's it for, this or that? It is for both.
I have an opinion, so no, I'm joking.
It is for both. Clear evidence, you, me, mm-hmm. and everyone in the room, you know, just fans. Yeah. At the end of the day, we're all fans of this one thing, and it was cool to culminate.
It was a ragtag group of just people coming together, you know, like the group that we gravitated towards and we kind of
nestled
into. It was like, huh, look at us. Yeah. We don't match at all. Like, you know, it was nice. There's something really lovely about that where it was just like, oh, I never thought I'd, you know, have so much in common with so-and-so and this person and that. And, you know, we did. And it was really, really quite nice. Mm-hmm. Really, I think our group was just like the nerds beyond bond, where it was just, do you like Lord of the Rings? Do you like anime? Like, it was a guy. Do you like pro wrestling? Like, that was right. Definitely a thing. But I'm glad that nerds will stay nerds and nerds will band together. And that night was a perfect showcase of that.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't say it better myself.
But try, just for fun.
I'll try by saying this. You can find us on Spotify. actually, to segue into the closing, you know, obviously you can find us on Instagram and such, but it's been great connecting with a plethora of people that we met throughout that weekend on Instagram. Now they're chatting and commenting and just you know, enjoying the camaraderie beyond one night, right?
Yeah. So, and we recognize that we're getting a lot of support from you guys, so thank you so much. We just love hearing from the people we've been hearing from. August has been kind of spearheading the conversations because I'm just like, what's this bond reference, you know, like I'm again a novice, but it's been just awesome to hear you know, been telling me like, oh, we heard from this person, that person, and I'm like, whoa, that's so good. More friends, you know? So thank you to everyone for, one, welcoming us and for reaching out. And again, you can find us, for those of you who aren't there. Sorry. No, I'm joking. I'm sorry. You can find us on Instagram and only Instagram at A Good Squeeze, where we post updates and, you know, videos and fun little segments, you know. Not going to spoil anything. You're going to have to go check it out yourself. And that's the socials.
Yeah, and you can also listen to us, hey, wherever you're listening to us right now. But also, we're on Spotify, we're on Google Play, we're on Apple Pod, basically wherever you get your podcasts, hey, we're there. And Audio Boom is our main hub. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. But until next time, I'm August.
And I'm Margo.
And this has been...
Oh, no. A Good Squeeze.